Game Preview is brought to you by COTG and Xerox Company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. Tom, big win. How did the Bears roll it over into another victory Sunday against Miami?
Well, you know, it's like watching the tape. Evaluation is the most strictest things you can do without having any live action on the practice field yet. But then you got decisions to make with personnel because they had some great performances by multiple players at different positions, whether it be the linebacker, the safeties, the defensive line. And so now that's going to be some coaches' decisions during the course of this week. But I think they got to capture the enthusiasm. Take this a road win and take it into a home crowd. Because I think we've seen more explosive crowds on the road, and they need to see an explosive crowd at home that really elevates the team into a new level of enthusiasm at this midseason point and really take a toll on Miami because you got to slow them down.
I think offensively, Jay Cutler really responded well. He had a couple turnovers the previous week, came out through for 381 yards, a touchdown, no turnovers. Big thing is the vertical passing game was there. He threw long passes to Alshon, to Brandon, to everybody, it seemed like. What's the greatest challenge now facing the Bears offense going against the Dolphins defense, which did a pretty good job against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
You know, the continuous development of the offense, no doubt about it. You know, Matt Forte has a lot of touches, and that's a good thing. But I think if you can maybe, I'm not asking to decrease, but, you know, have the influence of Matt Forte be useful for other players. Continue that vertical pressure. Make sure your opponent has to give you some relief from the line of scrimmage. Make sure you keep the other guys involved, like Martellus Bennett, who's been really have some physical runs after the catch. And then you got to get Kadeem Carey, Josh Morgan, Dante Rosario. Keep those guys involved because the more guys involved, I think there's more weapons out there and the more deception you can create for your opponent. But it is about the continuous development of this offense. And I think Jay really did a nice job of not a rebound performance, but came out here and really did a really nice job in a beginning of a nasty environment.
Let's talk about the other side of the ball now. The Bears had some linebackers. I swear they had to do some introductions in the huddle because they haven't been, even on the practice field, doesn't seem like. What is that going to do for the team moving forward in terms of the competition, and what kind of a boost does it provide when you have guys that come in that haven't played before?
You know, this team is all about competition. And you look at the three guys that came in and played the other day, they played well enough to be evaluated as starters for the next week. But then you have to go back into the training room and see what's the status of the other guys that have been playing, because that's the process of the NFL. But you really got to be inspired by the way they played, their physical approach to concluding a lot of these plays, the way they took the sting out of Atlanta. All that being said, the linebackers came out and did a great job. But you do have to give credit to Reggie Herring, the linebackers coach, because the difficulty of having the notification that 36 hours before the game, you're not going to have one or all three of your linebackers. So he did a great job.
I was going to say, and I also think Mel Tucker deserves a lot of credit. Yeah. I know he's widely criticized outside the building, but that was a great effort by the defense. Fewest points allowed in the Mark Trestman two seasons that he's been coach. So excellent job by all involved.
You know, there's a great stat out there. Last year, there was 11 guys that rushed for 100 yards or more. This year, the largest rusher is Colin Kaepernick with 64 yards, and then they gave up 25 yards to Steven Jackson in Atlanta. So now when you look at how their opponent looks to attack the Chicago Bears, they have to figure out some way to produce run yards to help their passing game. And so, again, down the road, when you have multiple uses of the whole defensive line position and the variations that you can create out there, that complicates it for offensive linemen. Offensive linemen, they like to block one guy the whole time. But when you're facing three different guys at the defensive tackle position, a rotation of defensive ends, I think that's when you have to continue to build on that performance for the future.
Tom, every week when we talk about game preview, I like to ask you about a story about that team when you played against, but I'm going to kind of throw you a curveball this time because I know you not only played for the Chicago Bears, you played for the Miami Dolphins as well. Tell me about a special game when you played for the Dolphins.
Well, my last season I went down and played for the Miami Dolphins, and the Miami Dolphins are playing the Philadelphia Eagles. So pre-game introductions, I walk across the field and I introduce myself and say hi to William Perry as he's playing for the Eagles and I'm playing for the Miami Dolphins. And during the course of the Dolphins game, Don Shula breaks George Halas's most win record in the NFL. So there was a lot of weird feelings, emotions going into that game. I didn't feel part of the team, so it was hard to celebrate. But I was really impressed by the efforts of Don Shula because he was such a great coach and a really great coach to be around for a year, and then going out over to say hi to William Perry in an Eagles uniform before the game. You think about the emotions that surround the game itself, but then you put all those other things that factor in. It was a weird game and a weird year.
Great stuff as always, Tom. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG and Xerox Company.